You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, October 27th, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. I always start these shows off reminding, if you look on our description page here for this show and all of our Daily Nationalist shows, we do have our Sven Longshank support links. Encourage you to drop them a postcard, a letter, an email, whatever floats your boat. I just dropped him an email the other day. I haven't heard back yet. Sometimes there is a delay, but it's a lot better than the snail mail delay. I hadn't gotten a chance to drop a note to Sven in a little bit because I've gotten busy with a lot of personal things going on. I've got a lot on my plate. But I'm going to carry the torch and continue to remind everybody, please drop him a note, a letter or something. Just let him know that as time goes on, we're not going to give in to the temptation of forgetting about Sven and his plight. Speaking of plights, we've got a lot of plights going on in the world. Got conflicts all over. You got, the ongoing Ukraine conflict. And now, of course, the Israel-Hamas conflict. But that doesn't mean there's not conflicts, strife, and turmoil in other parts of the world. See, the EU is a very tumultuous place. It's a very scary place. You go there. Imagine you're living your life, going about your business in sub-Saharan Africa. And you're just going about doing whatever it is you do in sub-Saharan Africa. Going about, and then suddenly a brutal civil war erupts in your country known as Syria or wherever. So you have to flee the Syrian civil war in sub-Saharan Africa. And you get on a rickety boat and you paddle out 20 yards or whatever. You get picked up by an NGO and brought to Europe, thinking you're going to find a better life and refuge from the brutal civil war in Syria, sub-Saharan Africa, Syria, and you get here only to discover that the EU is not, these European countries, is not a dreamland. It's not the things that wishes are made of. Instead, you find oppressiveness and the racism. And there's no way. It's a one-way street. You can't, you're stuck between a rock and the hard place. You have to face the oppression of living in these European countries, or try to somehow go back to Syria, which is located in sub-Saharan Africa and is experiencing a brutal civil war. You're just stuck between a rock and a hard place. The only thing you can do is to try to combat the oppressiveness. And you see these European countries, they've got to change, they've got to mend their ways. I'm going to try to do two stories today because they kind of go hand in hand, of course. But I'm going to start off with the one that really is just ridiculous. The most ridiculous. They're all ridiculous, of course. But we're going to start off with this one. Both these stories I'm going to try to get to today. I don't know if I'll get to both of them, but they're all from RT. And this one is entitled Racism, Shocking and Shameful EU Survey. Racism against people of African descent is on the rise in the EU, according to the findings of a report released by the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights on Wednesday. The survey of first and second generation black immigrants in 13 EU countries found that around one-third of over 6,700 respondents said they had been racially discriminated against over the past 12 months, a rise of 10 percentage points from a prior survey conducted 6 years ago. It's shocking to see no improvement since our last survey in 2016. Michael O'Flaherty, director of the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights, said in a press release on Wednesday. Instead, people of African descent face even more discrimination just because of the color of their skin. Now, when we talk about this stuff, you know, we often talk. I often will say, you know, all of these things are happening because people hate the dark skin color. And some people hear that and think, you know, I'm just making a joke. But this is the actual argument that these people, these agencies, these organizations, they're literally making. The guy literally says this is happening just because people dislike darker skin tones. It's, of course, absurd on his face. It's an utterly ridiculous and nonsensical argument. Why? How does that make any sense? Imagine just going along. It's like, you know, there's one thing I don't like. It's earthy tones. You see, I like bright colors. But these earthy tones, these different blacks, especially black, the darker the tone, the worse it is. You see, when I see a dark tone on a person's skin, it just causes me just an internal reaction. And I just run and really hurt that person's feelings when I see these dark skin tones. But that's literally what these organizations are saying. That's what these anti-white organizations are saying. They're saying that people are being treated poorly. Their feelings are being hurt because people dislike their skin. And of course, the implication is here, this is being done by white people, because it wouldn't make any sense to say people with dark skin tones are also dislike dark skin tones and is doing this. See, what they're presenting indirectly to you, but what's supposed to register in your subconscious is there is a victim here. The victim here are the dark skin tone people who came from sub-Saharan Africa fleeing a civil war in Syria. And the victimizer here is white people. That is the implication. There has to be a victim. There has to be an aggressor. And the aggressor here is white people simply going about their business as somehow hurting these people's feelings because they dislike their dark skin tones. And again, now when we say it, when people like us say it, they sit here and say, oh, you're just being flippant. You're trying to be like over the top. But it's so funny to me. And this is one of the things that really stuck with me when I picked this article, is because they are literally saying here, you have this quote from this guy, just because of the color of their skin, there's no other contributing factor. Whatever discrimination might exist, he's saying here in his words, not mine. He's saying there's no other contributing factor to this, but the color of the skin. So if this person walks into, say, a bank and wants to borrow the money to buy a house, it's not because they have no job skills and no future and no education and no nothing that they get turned down for the loan. It's because the bank loan officer is sitting there and going, oh, God, here comes some dark skin tones. I've got all these problems at home. I got all these things. I got a rebellious teenage daughter and she's giving me fits. I got car payments due of my own and I'm kind of broken. I got all these. And then on top of all this, I got this person walk in. I got to see these dark skin tones. That's it. It's a straw that breaks the camel's back. Denied. No, we are not approving dark skin tones around here, buddy. We're not. The data tracked in Germany and Austria reflected a sharp rise in claims of racist abuse, with around two-thirds, 64%, polled in both EU countries saying they had experienced racial discrimination recently. This is a rise of 33% from the last survey, meaning that reports of racial abuse have doubled in the last 6 years. See, white people are not getting any better. They're continuing to double down. This is getting worse. 33% more. 33% more hatred for the color of the skin. When does it end? And yet, these people claim that they're on the surface, we know they're disingenuous, but they claim on the surface they're continuing to work and enact policies and do this to lessen this. And yet, it's somehow not working. By their own metrics, they're doing a really crappy job. However, France, Luxembourg, and Portugal saw fewer instances of racism reported by black people compared to the previous survey. Among the difficulties faced by black immigrants in various EU countries included discrimination in securing housing and employment, as well as aggressive harassment, which can leave victims feeling, quote, deeply traumatized, the EU said. So there you have it. The discrimination securing housing. You see, they can't get the housing they need because of their dark skin tone. Again, their words, not mine. It wasn't just me pulling that out of thin air. That was their words. It's nothing more than the color of skin. That's what this guy says. Nothing more. So they can't get housing because of their skin color. Because you see, they don't want to rent, sell, lease, whatever, any property to somebody that has dark skin tones. You walk in with dark skin tones, you're out of here. No way, no shape, no form are we letting you have that. Employment is not because you came from sub-Saharan Africa, you have zero education, you have an IQ of like 60. You don't even speak the language. It's not any of those things. You see, you come in and apply for a job and they look at you and it's like, well, I don't even need to find out what your background is. I see your dark skin tone. Get out. Their accusation, not mine. Again, this guy says it's no more than the color of the skin. So because of their skin tones, they're not getting a job. Now, aggressive harassment, I have no idea what that means. What is this aggressive harassment? That is another one. You always love it. They always do this. They throw these vague terms with no definition out there, and you're just supposed to go, they're being really treated badly. Aggressive harassment. Nobody wants to be aggressively harassed. Now, let's think about this for a minute. You've seen multiple videos of all these European countries, these EU countries that have all these people here. Have you ever seen, ever, a video showing the skin tone people as the ones being aggressively harassed? Or African women walking down the street and you got white guys standing around and it's like, hey, you know, where is this aggressive harassment? We would like a definition for this and some instance, some, give us some anecdotal stories or something. What is this? What is this aggressive harassment? Because I've never, ever seen a video where these people are the ones being aggressively harassed. Let us say this again. Racism has no place in Europe, O'Flaherty wrote in the foreword to the report. Being confronted with the true scale of racism is both shocking, shameful. He added that the research should be a wake-up call for action on equality and inclusion for people of African descent. Now, to be fair, some of this is just, you know, this guy obviously has a made-up job. This is a made-up job, you know, addressing a made-up problem. These people, by the way, were not facing any sort of racism, discrimination, or dislike of their dark skin tones when they were in sub-Saharan Africa. Because there's no one there but sub-Saharan Africans. So they weren't facing any of that there. You always have to be amazed at how incoherent, because they're lying, by the way. It's not because they're stupid. It's because they're lying. On the one hand, they say you have to let all of these people in. Because if we leave them in their home countries, they're going to be murdered, slaughtered, killed, starved to death. All kinds of horrible things are going to happen to them. So you've got to let them in because it's really sad. And on the other hand, they say, well, you let them in and you are a horrible person because you might be somehow hurting their feelings because you dislike their skin tones. This guy's a made-up job. This is not real work. So, of course, if your made-up job involves finding racism, you're going to find racism. You're never going to go out and say, well, you can go ahead. I'm going to retire now because we have solved the problem of European racism. European racism. Again, if what they're saying exists, then these people would be better off back home where they weren't facing this horrible oppression of dislike for their skin tones. That, of course, is never... It's never offered up as a possible solution. It's no, we need to do more. And of course, he's not saying it's a call to action on equality and inclusion. But exactly what call to action is he claiming? If this is his job, his made up job, well, give us some solutions. Exactly what are the solutions? Do we need to start throwing white people out of their homes and giving them to Africans, African immigrants? Is that the solution? I'm asking a real question. What are the actions that need to be taken? They're always real short on that because it's a made-up job. The job is just to agitate and claim that there's this huge problem. Elsewhere, the report also claimed, I would add, to use the media's own term, without evidence, that 1 in 4 black people said they had been stopped by police in the past 5 years. Yes, no doubt it's because the police just really dislike dark skin tones. They're going along. You see that? You see that dark skin tone over there. Again, this is their words. No reason, just the color of the skin. They're stopping African immigrants because they dislike their skin tone. Not because all of the perpetrator descriptions they're getting in crime reports happen to have one common denominator. With around half saying they felt this was due to racial profiling. Yes, because Young black people were also found to be more likely to leave education early than their white counterparts. So this must also be the fault of white people. Because how can they go to school, not speak the language, not already, you know, be able to read and write? I mean, really, you bring these people in. Say you bring somebody in that's 17 years old. You stick them in a German or an Austrian high school. This person never been to school before in their life. They can't read or write their own language, much less the German language. They're going to spend a lot of time there before they figure out, well, this is pointless and they're going to leave. But no, this is white people's fault again. It's because they get in there, they have to leave school because they're like, I just can't stand this feeling. You kind of get the implication here that the only way you're going to fix this is if there's less white people. You see, white people themselves are the problem. We'll get to that here in a minute. Despite the findings, the authors of the study said that many instances of racism in Europe remain invisible. You see, this is like, you know, when with the COVID thing, and they said that you might not have any symptoms, but you could still be spreading death, doom, and destruction with the COVID, even though you're not sick and you feel fine seeing you yourself. That's why you got to wear the mask, because you may be an asymptomatic carrier. See, the racism works like that. Sometimes it's completely invisible. It's invisible racism. You didn't even know it happened, but it happened. You had a thought about these skin tones. Incidents of racial discrimination, racist harassment, and violence. You see, these people, all of these reports you get about rape gangs, these news stories you read about rape gangs, videos you've seen of harassment of people in public places, all of the crime that is gone with this immigration, they're the victims. It's actually, they are the victims. And if you think otherwise, you just don't like skin tones. Incidents of racial discrimination, harassment, and violence also often go unreported, O'Flaherty wrote. People's voices go unheard. So they're just victims. And see, if they're victims, there has to be a victimizer. And though they're not been named, we know who it is that's all heavily implied here. It's white people. White people are victimizing them. The poll surveyed black people living in Austria, Belgium, Denmark, France, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, Portugal, Poland, Sweden, and Spain. Of course, they didn't survey any living in Africa, because they wouldn't be facing any of this horrible discrimination, which kind of leads one to think maybe they would be better off there. If only they had their own virtually entire continent that they could have to themselves. None of this is ever about making anybody's life better. Not sub-Saharan Africans, certainly not white people. It is an anti-white race hate agenda. It is what it is. It's all right here in front of your face. This is not about helping these people. It's about using these people as an excuse to try to harm white people, to demonize white people. When government and official agencies go about demonizing a segment of the population, it never leads to good things for that segment of the population, and usually for everybody as a whole. When they go about having a systematic program of isolating a group and dehumanizing, this is what these groups do. This is what these governments are doing. This is what the anti-white race hate agenda is. It's not about improving anybody's lives. It's about isolating and dehumanizing white people. And in history, anytime a group of people that is done to them, it's leading up to something else. That's what history tells us. If you're going to do something, you know, really bad to a segment of the population, to get the people to do that to them, you've got to make those people think that the targeted population is not human. You know, if just as an example, if you have the government of Germany, they're claiming there's all this horrible racism in Germany and Austria, which of course is nonsense. But if, for instance, the government of Germany, would you just pick on the poor Germans here because they always seem to be the targets. But if you had the government of Germany and they were putting out press releases and putting out government news story informing organizations saying that that black Africans in this instance are, you know, subhuman animals that are, you know, they just made them into monsters. And there was this constant drumbeat to telling the people that these are, you know, evil monsters that live among us that are looking to do evil things or whatever. It would not be unreasonable to say the government of Germany has some plans for the Africans. And they got to get, that's probably not the best demonstration, but the point is, if you're going to target, because it means getting everybody else to attack this group, you always marginalize that group and you have to dehumanize them, because, you know, human nature, if you're going to go do something really cruel to a group of people, if you think of them as fellow human beings, a lot of people are going to hesitate to do that and be like, well, I don't want to do that. And you read, you know, different stories, you hear different stories where people are treated that way. And you think, you know, I couldn't do that. I would look at that and be like, well, I'm not going to do that to another human being. You know, I'm just not. I mean, that's just an awful, awful thing. But you got to get people to see them as not people at all. They're just monsters. They're just an evil thing that has to be dealt with. So you have to dehumanize them. And that's where all this is leading. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump the second story. We may not get through all of it, but it kind of puts the exclamation point on what we've been talking about. This story also is from RT, which I have to give credit to RT because they do have editing. When I go through like Daily Mail stories or Yahoo stories or whatever, Western press stories in general, the editing is so bad. The punctuation, sentence structure is such a mess. I usually can't get through the story without commenting on it. At least with RT, I don't have to do that. This article is titled, and we want to keep what we just covered in the back of our minds when we talk about this. This article says, Major UK football team blasted for being too white. Let that soak in. Too white. You see, this is the exclamation point. They're too white. English football team, and I always want to call them Arsenal. I don't know why. English football club Arsenal has said it accepts that it has diversity issues within its women's first team squad after drawing scorn online for posting a team photograph that didn't feature any black or ethnic minority, in parentheses, BAME players. And that's what the article says. I think BAME is not allowed now. I'm not sure. These terms, you know, what's allowed and what isn't, what's considered acceptable, shifts all the time. It's hard to keep up. I'm not sure BAME is allowed. RT may need to get up to speed with the hate algorithm there using BAME. So it supposedly caused an outrage. I'm not sure who was scorning this online. Probably organizations like we just covered here. We acknowledge our current women's first team squad does not reflect the diversity that exists across the club and communities we represent, Arsenal said in a statement to sports publication The Athletic on Sunday. The London-based team added, increasing participation among young women and girls from diverse backgrounds is a key priority, and the club will strive to continue to drive greater diversity and inclusion and create a sense of belonging for everyone connected to the club. Inclusion, you see. If you've got 20 spots on the club, I don't know how many is in soccer. Nobody gives a crap about soccer except Europeans. But, and I damn sure don't care about women's soccer, but say you have 20 spots on the club. Okay, if you're going to include more people, you're going to have to exclude other people. If this is being done on merit, it's not an issue. Obviously, the person that can run around and I don't know, hit the ball with their head or whatever it is they do, better should have the spot. But see, because if you reference our last article, what's being implied here is you have all these white women, you have all these white people on this team. It's because the people with the darker skin tones can't get a shot. They can't get a chance. Now, of course, it goes without saying that if you look at a photograph of any, say, U.S. basketball team, blacks are roughly 13% of the population in the U.S. And on the average NBA team, they're probably like 98% of the players. But that's never a problem. You will never, ever, ever see an article or a claim or study that claims any sports team is, quote unquote, too black. You imagine that. Too black. And yet you will see these stories and these claims and supposed generated outrage online. I'd have no idea where the outrage is coming from. that teams are too white. This picture is too white. It's just too many white people. It would appear that the hatred for the skin tones only works for dark tones. Doesn't work for light tones. The English Football Association announced in February that it was undertaking an overhaul of its female player pathway standards following a 3-year review into diversity issues. The FA said it intends to ensure that 95% of players can access an emerging talent center within 1 hour of where they live by 2024. Until such strides start to bear fruit here would be there's fewer white people. You start excluding more white people. Until they start to bear fruit, however, women's football in England will be considered, quote, a middle-class sport, according to Chelsea manager Emma Hayes. If you want a diverse group involved with our game at the elite level, then perhaps we should be traveling into the cities in a more profound way. Yes, you should. You should actually be doing that. You should be going into the city. That's the best place. You can be. So on the one hand, you have the accusation that police are stopping dark skin tone people because they don't like skin tones. Their words. And skin tone is a problem. And then on the other hand, you have a story like this where these people see a picture and they see too many white people and they say there's too many white people and that's a problem. They don't like the white skin tone. This is the argument being made. It's of course silly and it's ludicrous on its face because it's all a lie. They know it's a lie. They won't come out and say, well, this is about anti-white. This is an anti-white race hate agenda. They won't do that. So they come up with these ludicrous, silly, circular arguments, circular reasoning, contradictions, lies always pop. These are the things. Like if you deal with somebody in your personal life, you have this instinct. You'll know when they're BSing. You know when they're lying to you because they're contradicting themselves. Like you're just talking to the guy the day before and he was saying something else. Today he's saying this and today, you know. And you can start picking it up. It works on a larger scale. When you read stories like this, it works on a larger scale. You have these contradictions, not because they're stupid or they're hypocrites. No, it's because they have an agenda and they don't want to come out and say it yet. When they feel they have demonized, marginalized white people sufficiently, then they will come out. But when you reach that point, things are too late. You know, things are kind of out of hand then. But they're doing it because they're lying. It's not because they mean well. It's not because, well, they're just bleeding hearts and they really want to see dark skin tone people do better. But it's not any of that. It's about hurting white people. It is about dehumanizing and marginalizing white people. If you had taken this very story, and this gets done to death, but it's worth pointing out again, but if you took this very same story and reversed the races, like I said, or is there ever going to be outrage publicized that, say, an American NBA basketball team is too black? Because if their reasoning is not enough diversity, and diversity means an equal representation, which they throw in this article here, which I kind of skipped through because I'm running out of time and I'm just making the point. If equality is there needs to be an equal representation, then every American basketball team, professional basketball team, should be 13% black. If we're going by that metric, if that was there, if they were being honest, which they're not, obviously, but if they were being honest, they would say, well, there needs to be 13% black people. You can't have 98% black people because now you're obviously excluding Asian people, Latin people and white people. You can't have 98% blacks on the basketball team. That's not equitable. That's not equality. We have to have an equal representation, but that's never a problem. It is only a problem when there's too many white people. It's also obvious. It's also tiring. Here I've just finished and now I'm kind of wishing I hadn't even done this story because it's tiring. Y'all probably tired of hearing about this sort of thing. But the truth itself holds value. Speaking the truth, they are lying. And they're using the media and they have all these groups and these organizations, these NGOs, these government agencies to promote and spread their lies. And we're obligated to speak the truth in the face of these lies. You know, the truth in and of itself holds value. And people will be tempted to sit here and say, well, what are you going to do about it? There's no point. But the truth in and of itself holds value, and it needs to be spoken. These things is not about helping anybody. It is not. Nobody would have a problem if it was about somehow helping somebody. It's not. It's an obvious anti-white agenda. Why? You know, the question needs to be raised, why? Why are they so determined? But they won't get asked that because we don't have a real media. We don't have an independent media. We have censorship. My gosh, in Europe, the censorship is ridiculous. In the UK, the censorship is ridiculous. You're not going to be allowed to ask any of these questions. Instead, you're supposed to just nod your head and acknowledge the lie and go along with the lie that somehow it is the problem at the end of the day is everything is white people's fault no matter what. There's too many white people. They're hating dark skin tones. There's no such thing as not enough white people. You'll never hear one of these organizations that goes on and talks about the need for equality and equal representation. You will never, ever hear them come out and say, well, this team is too black. This team is too dark. We need more white. They're never going to do that. And the only logical answer is because it's not about equality. It's about anti-whiteism. It's about anti-white agenda. And anyway, like I said, I almost wish I hadn't done story now. Now I'm just kind of mad. I'm just mad at myself for doing the story. I don't know. It's very tiresome because it is in your face, and yet they continue to put this news out. They continue to put these stories out with a straight face. And everybody's supposed to buy into it. Well, I'm not buying into it, and I'm sure neither are you. We're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you have a great weekend. Really do. Hope you enjoy your weekend. If you're behind, maybe you didn't catch some of our content on Radio Albion, you can always go back and catch it. You don't want to get behind. We got good stuff here. Be sure and check it out. As always, keep the faith. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.